This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, October 24th, 2025 edition. Breaking news story as we were talking about these trials coming up in November. Former employees, staffers of former House Speaker Lee Chatfield, the Menards, married couple. Robert Menard was the Speaker Lee Chatfield's chief of staff. Annie Menard was in charge of different various aspects of running campaign finance as well as other entities within the Speaker's office. Ex-Chatfield aide pleads guilty to embezzlement. Republican fundraiser Annie Menard pleaded guilty to two felonies yesterday in a negotiated plea deal, an agreement. The cause for her to testify against her former boss, Lee Chatfield, and his wife, Stephanie Chatfield, and potentially even against her own husband. Menard, Annie Menard, 38, of Bath Township, pleaded guilty in Ingham County Circuit Court to filing a false tax return and embezzlement of less than $20,000 in what is known as a killabrew plea with an agreed-upon sentence of 3 years probation. Defense Attorney Gerald Gleason last night said, Annie is a good person. I think she's ready to put her life back in place and move forward. So they negotiated a plea deal. Basically, get out of jail, but you have got to testify against the former Speaker Lee Chatfield, his wife Stephanie Chatfield, and potentially her own husband. The agreement, which means both sides agree to the terms, will still need approval from Ingham County Judge James Jamo, and also calls for Annie Menard to receive a six-month jail sentence and to testify against former House Speaker Lee Chatfield and his wife, Stephanie Chatfield, as well as truthfully, quote-unquote, truthfully testify, end quote, against her own husband, Robert Menard, if he goes to trial and she's called as a witness. The jail term for 6 months has been suspended, will only get invoked if she does not successfully complete 3 years of probation. However, if the judge decides not to accept the plea deal, Annie Menard can withdraw her guilty plea and face sentencing on December 3rd. The Menard couple was charged in December of 2024 with multiple felonies, including conducting a criminal enterprise for her role in allegedly misappropriating funds from three nonprofit organizations as well as two political action committees, all of them tied to her former boss, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. Her husband's case is set for a status conference on November 6th. The Chatfields go to trial on November 10th. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Friday. Joining us on the line, as usual, is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in beautiful Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Andy.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. This came to me funny. You texted me back because I was sitting in a car wash. I was actually in line. The brushless high-powered sprayer car wash in Elk Rapids there that Kevin Young, Rick Young, had installed.
Yeah, okay. the late Rick Young.
Yes. It's no brushes. It's a high-powered jets that spray the soap on the vehicle, and it comes around like 6, 8, 10 times, you know, just keep going around putting in polish and then it rinses it and then it spot free rinses it. Well, the guy in front of me had this big oversized pickup truck. I was in my Yukon actually, and his truck was like almost to the top of the bar where you have to enter, you know, where it says it can only go so high. He had this bar over top of his roof, kind of toward the back of the bed, in front of the bed. It had all these fog lights on it. And I'm looking at that, and then I'm also looking where he's got these really high tires, and he's got these trims that go around the wheel well, you know, that probably rusted out, and he put these trims on. And he's got this running board that's like 3 feet off the ground. I mean, this thing was jacked up. He barely made it in the wash. And I'm sitting there going, I know why this guy has to come here and use this wash. He can't go through a regular car wash that has brushes. Because if he did, like, I love Green Mitt down in Traverse City. But they've got brushes. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at all this additional equipment and all these add-ons and things that he did. He even had one of those exhaust pipes that came up by the front of the windshield that you can literally go underwater in this thing, and it allows the engine to breathe. I've seen it happen a couple of times.
So he had a snorkel.
A snorkel, yeah. And I'm going, there is no way this guy could go for a regular car wash. Now, my question to you, with all this additional equipment that he's put on that truck, is that all covered by his truck insurance?
Well, maybe.
This is if
he has communicated with his agent
and
laid out the additional equipment that he has added to his stock vehicle, then yes, he's covered. But if he did not, an asteroid takes that truck out and he needs to be made whole through his full coverage policy, he would be made whole as the truck left the lot.
Whoa.
Not as, you know, he's added, you know, $30,000 worth of equipment to this, you know, $60,000 or $80,000 or $90,000 truck.
Exactly.
So he would not be made whole with the additional equipment unless he had the conversation with his agent and said, hey, I've added a $5,000 snorkel. I've got a $2,500 vehicle wrap. I've added, aftermarket rims and tires for another $3,000. And itemized out so that in my case, I would put those on in the prospective columns as additional equipment, and then he could be made whole for the truck as it left the lot, depending if it's new or not. Otherwise, it's ACV, and the additional equipment.
ACV being actual cash value.
Yes, for like make, model, mileage, condition, within a reasonable distance. That's how 99% of vehicles are covered is on ACV. We do offer for the first 3 years you can get replacement costs so that if your vehicle's totaled, you get a new car. But we can't do that on a 20-year-old vehicle.
Got it. So just a brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
That you purchase or lease, mm-hmm. you could be made whole if it's replacement.
Correct. Yeah. So this time of year, this is a really important topic to discuss now, because snow plows, a lot of people have their, you know, personal snow plow that they mount on the front of their pickup or SUV. That,
sure.
you hit a deer and crumple your plow, the mount, the hydraulics, and total your vehicle. You're going to be compensated for your vehicle, but not the plow and everything else, unless we have added that as additional equipment.
Wow. Because as I, you know, travel around now, I keep noticing these other trucks. It's mm-hmm. amazing. You get a truck, and all of a sudden, you're now noticing every truck on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at these some of these trucks, and especially, what about these guys that put lettering on their trucks representing their business?
Yeah, sure.
Does that lettering on the truck itself jeopardize the insurance because you're technically advertising your business?
Generally, no. That's generally not a factor as long as the vehicle is covered correctly. If it's, you know, it's a business vehicle, you might want to have it on a business auto policy or be sure that your policy reflects it's for business use. But no, that's generally not a problem. You just want to make sure that it's, you know, that the use and the coverages are, you know, as up to date and correct as possible.
Now, is it the same vehicle insured for personal use? If I call you up and say, "Hey, now I'm going to use my new pickup specifically, not just for driving, but now I'm going to start hauling trailers and doing some business work with it." How much more expensive is a business policy versus a normal, you know, personal use policy?
You know, it varies. Sometimes they're less expensive. Sometimes they're more expensive. It's just, you know, private passenger vehicle or a work vehicle or work vehicle used for private use. All those things we go over as we quote that out. Generally, we can just put business use on a personal policy and you're good to go. You know, the trailers and enclosed trailers should be listed on your policy for coverage, for, you know, comprehensive and collision coverage. Liability generally extends. Business use trailers, those need to be scheduled. You know, I think we've talked about this in the past, but, you know, let's say a dump box, you know, those big steel black dump boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of private people own those, you know, to do work around their property, and they just want one. Those would need to be scheduled on a business auto policy because those are generally a commercial use trailer. So we don't put a dump box on your personal auto policy. We would write you a business auto policy for that trailer specifically. Those are generally inexpensive. You know, I don't know. Don't hold me to it, but you could probably do a dump box trailer, brand new, couple $100 a year. You know, to have that on a business auto policy. So we're not talking about bank breaking money to have the correct coverage.
Got it. But again, it all boils down to having a good relationship with your agent and being able to call them up and say, "Hey, this is what's going on. What should we do?"
100%. That's where, you know, you don't try to hide things from your insurance agent, because if something happens, something catastrophic happens, you're going to wish that you talked about it. You don't want to have something happen to something that's very valuable, or heaven forbid that there's an injury involved and things weren't noted correctly on your policy.
I got a text message here. I'm reading it. This is Chuck up in the UP. He said he wanted to know if a policy on his pickup truck mm-hmm. extends to other drivers in the household a pickup truck specifically. He's asking, not a regular family car, but a pickup truck.
Sure. Yep. So a pickup truck, you know, if you have multiple drivers in your household, each of those drivers should be listed as a driver on your policy. And so if, let's say, whether it's personal or business policy, you know, if you've got multiple drivers on your BAP policy, that's what we call business auto policies, a BAP, B-A-P. You know, we want to make sure we list any occasional or potential driver as a driver on that policy so that they're covered. On your personal policy, we want to make sure that every licensed driver that lives in your household is listed on your policy for coverage. If they have their own personal policy, we would note that as well, that they are covered elsewhere with their own policy. But it's very critical that especially, you know, grown adults, you know, over that aren't your kids, or kids that are over, you know, say 18, 21, that even the ones that are over 16 need to be listed specifically named on your auto policy.
Now, this also, we talked about this before, but I want you to reiterate this. with a young person just getting their driver's license, if they're listed on your policy, they get older, they're going to go away to college or no longer live in the household, they're going to get their own place. Being on mom and dad's policy provides them with prior insurance, correct?
That's correct. We're working on quoting a young man today, as a matter of fact. We just switched his parents over, and he's 27 years old, has finally bought a house and doing things, and he is a named driver on the parents' policy, and so therefore he has continuous coverage and proof of coverage, and so he does not have a gap, and so we're able to get him a better rate.
Very good. Got a text message from Rod down in Lake County. He says, my boss plow just throws deer out of the way. So some of them can do that.
Well, it's all well and good until something, slides off and damages something, or you're involved in an accident with another vehicle, or a tree jumps out in front of you or something. there's a lot of things. A lot of people, you don't have to cover them. Okay, we don't have to add the plow on there. But if you want the coverage to extend to the plow, we need to list that plow.
Got it. Another text real quick. We've been hearing Tristan on the radio with you for a while, and they said that they had a renewal come the other day in the mail. And again, an increase. Been with this company, he says, let's see, 25 years, 25. How difficult is it to get a comparison to see if Tristan can save us some money?
We generally can turn those around within a day to 2 or 3 days, depending on how busy we are at the office at the time. Sometimes it's same day. We try to do it as exponentially, we try to do that as fast as possible. Those renewal pages, that's your basically your deck page for your new policy, as your policy renews. If you can scan those or forward that email or take a picture of it and text it to me, or add those pictures that you took to an email and send them to me, that's great. Pictures of driver's licenses, if you want to do the PIP opt-out, we need pictures of Medicare cards. We make it as painless as possible, but those deck pages are critical. Make sure we have the correct mailing and physical address in there, and we can knock a quote out and see where we fall.
Excellent. I got Tristan's information stored in my phone. All you have to do is text me, my number, 231-360-5140-TC, or Tristan Cole. I'll give you his cell phone number. He loves text messages, the office number, his email, and his website, TristanCole.com. But you really like people texting you at your cell, 231-631-6659.
Yes. Yeah, I like to text, and then we can go back and forth. I can make sure you have the correct email. If you have a question, what documents, you can throw a few pictures in there, so I can see what kind of a risk. That's what we call, a house that we're trying to write, or a business. I can see some pictures of it to make sure that I'm writing it correctly and that Google Earth and Onyx shows me the correct information. We just go back and forth. And if nothing else, you get an insurance checkup, and there's no cost or obligation to that for me to review your policy and go over coverages and explain some things to you and maybe highlight some changes that I would make or recommend.
Absolutely. So again, just text me TC. And like I said, I can send you his contact and his cell phone as well as his website. His name, TristanCole.com. You'll get directly connected to his office. Greatly appreciate the information, sir. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Randy. Bye-bye.
On the hour news break of hour number 3, we'll be right back.